We're coming up to the busiest time of the year for everybody, including Santa, as well as a lot of retailers. As the Christmas rush fast approaches, however, there are traps for retailers who risk potential loss of sales leading up to the final days of shopping. Welcome to retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution, Roger Simpson. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're really good. Roger, there's only 13 days of shopping remaining. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little stressed about this. How important to retailers and the customer are staff, and in particular, Christmas casuals?
Essential, because as you can well imagine, this is retailers' busiest time of the year. So they generally build up, and obviously they've employed their casuals by now, or we hope they have. But the key thing is that here's an opportunity for retailers coming off the back of what's been a terrible year, and with a lot of shoppers going online, here's a chance to really showcase what they can offer as far as great customer service and get those customers who were going to potentially go back online next year to come back into store. So really essential.
There's nothing like the experience of walking into a store. I'm very much a touchy-feely sort of person. I want to see something. I want to put it on. I want to just play with it a little bit before I buy it. What things should retailers be doing now to avoid potential traps?
Yeah, for me, it's just making sure that this is always the issue I have about casuals, is that they and I know it's a busy time of the year and they're employing a lot of them, so they tend to get a sort of a lack of training, just about having some basic training, just setting some expectations of what great customer service looks like and just going, that could take about 5 minutes. It doesn't have to take very long. And then just making sure that the senior leaders, like the store managers, assistant managers, et cetera, are just following up in the store and actually supporting the team to offer that great service, because it's so easy just to get, and this is what happens, there's a lot of stock coming in this time of the year, and team members can get tied up, involved in stock more than actually serving customers. And nothing worse when you're a customer. I'm sure you've experienced it where you're in a store and you're looking around for service and everyone seems to be busy, and you just go, I'll just go. So I just can't afford to drop the ball.
That's so true. I actually drove past a major shopping centre last night and I was really surprised to see the amount of people that were flooding in there, which is fantastic. Yeah. But how does this Christmas 2020, it's been a really, really interesting year. How is it going to be different to previous years?
Yeah, look, it's very interesting because we've just come off the back of an enormous Black Friday and Cyber Monday event, and that's just, it was building up anyway every year. So year on year, there's been sort of around 15 to 30% growth year on year with online sales. But that's been even bigger this year because people are so used to buying online because we had no choice, particularly here in Melbourne, of course, where we were locked down for 3 months and stores were closed. So it's going to be interesting to see. And also there's still a little bit of fear out there and a lot of people still don't want to go shopping. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think Boxing Day is going to be impacted dramatically because we're actually doing a lot of sales before Christmas. So everyone's buying up. So the actual no sales before Christmas and Boxing Day was the big day is really, really changed. So we're telling shoppers to shop early and they seem to be doing that this year.
Chatting to Roger Simpson, retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. Roger, we all want that magical shopping experience. We want one that's memorable. But unfortunately, I know in my experience, we do remember the good experience because there's very few of them. Yeah. From my view, we should be remembering the bad one because there's very few of those. But we tend to remember that really good level of customer service that we've received. What can retailers do, apart from getting their staff right and making sure their staff are trained up and they're polite and they're knowledgeable, what other things should retailers be doing now to try and make something of the rest of this year?
Yeah, and it's very much about, because obviously the staff play a massive part because they're the ones who interact with the customers. But it's also about making your stores looking good. And that takes work because obviously with your increase in customers and particularly like if you're at a clothing store, they're pulling things apart and unfolding what you've just folded and all those sorts of things. And so it's just a matter of actually having that visual merchandising looking spectacular. And so it's about it's about refreshing the store. So when you've had a wave of customers and everyone's on deck, just refreshing the store so it looks really good for the next customer, and just making sure that that the stock looks good, the store's still clean, all those sort of things, and all the basics like lighting and we've got the Christmas decorations are looking good, and just that whole visual appeal. But then, of course, as I keep banging on about, Daz, is that we've got to make sure that when those customers come in, there's that welcome almost immediately and by a smiling team member who wants to serve you.
That's really interesting that you say that. I worked in retail myself, Roger, for 15 years. I know what this time of year is like.
Cindy is somewhat of an expert at shopping, Roger.
I also worked. Good on you, Cindy. Thank you. See, look at me. I'm just like supporting the community.
Absolutely.
I do remember that it's so important. Everything you've said is just so important for the retailers. But I want to go from the customer's point of view as well and just say, please be nice to the retail staff. They are working around the clock.
Yeah. And that's because I work in retail as well. I still get my hands dirty and I love that aspect. Mm. And Cindy, you're right. I mean, 99% of customers are great.
Mm.
And of that 99%, you got 10% are absolutely amazing and probably even higher than that. Actually make your day because you've got a bit of a laugh with them and the experience is just awesome. And that's why I love retail. It's just so much fun. But then you've also got the difficult ones my call out is that it's a little bit of we've got to be careful as retail team members as well, that we've got to recognise when, because as customers get the hassle, they've got kids and like you said before, it's because this time of the year everyone panics because I've got to go out and buy gifts, and there's a lot of pressure on customers as well.
Mm.
So team members have just got to recognise that, if I push a customer and I say hello, I don't get any response. It's not because the person's rude. It's maybe because they haven't even heard me, or they don't want to be bothered by me at the moment. That's okay. Just leave them alone. So it's recognising that as well. We don't want to hassle customers. But on the other hand, exactly to your point, there's no allowance for customers to actually be abusing retail staff at all, but it's generally pretty rare, thankfully.
Mm.
The managers need to make sure they step in and actually provide support to their team if that actually happens. So, but hopefully, you won't see too much of that.
Roger, there's nothing better than carrying too many bags, like your hands go all red and yucky. You've got your kid with ice cream dripping down its face. One's got, a bit of a runny nose because they've caught something from hay fever. It's the best time of the year as far as I'm concerned. If people want some more information around this, where would they find you?
Yeah, sure. I'm on my website, which is theretailsolution.com.au, and I'm on LinkedIn as well, so... Google me, Roger Simpson, and you'll find me pretty easily. But hopefully we're gonna spread a lot of joy with, because I'm very much a bricks and mortar guy. Although I've been buying a bit of online because that's just the way it's been. But I love that experience of serving customers. So let's hope retailers have a fantastic last sort of 13 days or so, and really get to enjoy it.
Hey, Roger, before we let you go, and we appreciate you spending some time with us this Friday morning, quick plug, you're down here on the peninsula. Have you got a business you want to quickly plug?
Yes, I'll always plug the Richie's group because I know them really well, and particularly the Richie's liquor guys, great bunch to deal with. So if you need your groceries and any liquor supplies, pop into... See the very, very friendly staff at any Richie store.
Sounds fantastic. Roger Simpson, thank you so much for your time this morning. Retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. Roger, you have a Merry Christmas. And
Hey guys, it's been my pleasure this morning.
We'll hopefully speak to you again in the future. Thanks again.
Sounds good. Cheers.